Sixth week, fifth day. Seek him with your whole heart. What does it mean to seek God with one's whole heart? Did you ever have an experience in which you poured out every ounce of your energy, every atom of your desire, every resource of your mind and soul and body all at once? At the age of 22 in 1912, Clarence DeMar won the American Marathon. 10 years later, he attempted to make a comeback, although other great winners had failed in the effort. As he ran that race, he prayed with every fiber of his being, giving all his strength to the race and all his trust to God. 10 miles from the finish, his strength began to give out, and each step was anguish. Then suddenly, a power from behind him seemed to push him. His steps were lighter, and with comparative ease, he ran through a winner. Since then, he has won other marathons and is the greatest American marathoner of modern times. Whether you are a mountain climber, singer, doctor, businessman, or housewife, you may have experienced at some time the zest of doing something with all your heart. But one does not know the full joy of wholehearted effort until he has experienced it in relation to other persons and not as an independent achievement. When a man falls in love, he suddenly comes into powers, courage, and perseverance, which he did not know he could possess. He goes about his task with a song on his lips, a psalm in his heart, and apparently moves upon wings. For once, he is seeking someone with his whole heart. Today, let us fall in love with God. Let us seek him morning, noon, and night with all our heart, mind, and soul, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 37 through 39. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.